It's The Naked Scientist with Chris Smith, Victoria Gill and Dave Ansell. And this week we have got an explosive kitchen science for you, which involves pulverising an egg. Dave, just quickly summarise what we want people to do.
Get a jar which is slightly smaller than an egg, peel a hard-boiled egg, but maybe lube it up a bit with some oil, then make the jar hot with matches or some hot water, put the egg on the top and wait.
Ken is in Bakefield. He reckons he knows what happens. Hi, Ken.
Hello.
What's the solution here?
Well, I personally think that the egg is going to slide into the neck of the bottle or jar.
And why do you think that?
Well, the air inside is going to cool down and the air pressure on the outside will push the egg inside.
Okay, stay on the line and let's find out if you're right. So, Dave, is he on the right lines?
I hope he might well be. Okay, so I'm going to get some really hot boiling water and pour it into my jar. Be careful you do this at home. It's just possible that the jar might break when you do this.
Diving over to the other side of the studio here.
And quickly, I'm going to put the egg on the top.
So that's boiling water gone into this jar. And the egg lubricated egg is now sitting on the top of this jar. The neck of the jar is just slightly smaller than the egg. And Dave is now putting the jar in.
I'm putting the jar in some cold water to hopefully speed the process up.
Oh, my God. I can already see something happening.
I think it's going to take a while. Matches works quicker, but as I said earlier, we have health and safety issues with matches.
It is the egg is getting smaller on the top, Dave. Something's happening.
It's sucking its way down gently.
You know we finish at 7, so how long is this going to take?
We'll find out. Should we start off with what's...
Okay, will you tell us what you expect is happening here first, and then we'll look at whether it works?
Well, what should be happening here, just as we was told earlier, that the hot water, if air heats up the air, when air gets hot, it expands. And also, hot water will fill the jar with lots of water vapour. And as that cools down and condenses on the outside, it should shrink to reduce the pressure inside the jar, which means that the pressure inside is less than the pressure outside, which means the air pressure should push the egg down into the jar. Getting the egg inside the jar.
How does this apply in the real world? I mean, assuming that this does work, how does this apply to real world science?
Actually, this is a very similar principle to how the first steam engines worked. The present steam engines work by when you boil water, it expands and that pushes pistons out. But the original ones actually work. They've got a cylinder, filled it full of steam. That steam, then they squirted some water in that and made it condense. That made it shrink and pulled the piston down, which tended to pull a piston, a pump up, and pump water, help pump water out of a mine. I think this may take a while.
I think that, well, it has sucked it in a bit, Dave, but I don't think we've got long enough to see the explosion. But let's go back to Ken. Have you actually seen it work?
Yes, I have, actually. We used to do it at school many, many years ago.
So what actually should Dave be seeing in front of him?
The egg goes into the jar and it explodes.
Okay. Is there any way of getting the egg back out again so we can eat it?
You can use a long-handled spoon.
Thanks for being a good sport, Ken, and enabling everyone to experience it vicariously through your own descriptions. That was really good of you.
Okay, right.
Good to have you on the show. As Ken, he's in Bakefield. He had to go at our kitchen science, which Dave's still waiting for to work. That's the benefit of doing live science, isn't it, Dave?
It does. It always
goes wrong.
Makes it more interesting.